You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Jamila from Milomade. How are you? Milomade. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. Kia ora. I should probably start off by getting you to introduce yourself for those who may not know who you are.
Yeah, cool. I'm Jamila. I'm from Marmalade. We're a group of friends. Started off as Liam, Kun, and I, and a friend of Liam's called Sam, who played the drums for us. Liam and I met in uni. Kun and I met sort of through uni, but not at uni. And I was talking to Liam and Kun at the same time about setting up a band. And then we thought, well, why don't we just do it all together? Found a drummer. Hard stuff finding a drummer. But we found a drummer. Played a show at the Wine Cellar. It was sick. And then Sam was like, hey, guys, I kind of want to go down to Wellington to follow other dreams. And we're like, okay. Almost cried. I was like, shit, it's over and it's just begun. Dean, who actually plays bass for a lot of people as well as a session musician and drums, was at that Wine Cellar show. And sort of had said like, oh, guys, like, I love your stuff. Like, if you ever need somebody, let me know. And so Kun was like, oh, what about Dean? We could hit him up. And so Dean was like, Kun was like, hey, Dean, do you want to, you know, maybe be part of Marmalade? And none of us really knew Dean at that point. And he came in like, I guess like auditioned, air quotes, but, you know, played with us. And we were like, oh, this guy's like really fucking good. Like, Dean's a great drummer. And we're super lucky to have someone that's like that technically talented on board. But yeah. And then Chelsea joined the band earlier this year. And now, yeah, we're the current Marmalade formation.
How would you describe Marmalade's sound? Because it's very, very, I get kind of indie vibes.
Yeah.
I don't want to say surf rock because I feel like it's not quite surf rock, but yeah. I'll let you explain it.
It's really challenging. I feel like it's the question that I ask everyone but then don't like being asked. You know what I mean? Like, no one likes, it's so difficult to describe your genre. I've been describing it as like indie, pop, folk rock. Because it kind of has some of all of those elements. Like, we definitely fit into the indie box. Like, we'd be played on a show with other indie artists and I think, like, fit in quite nicely. And we definitely have pop elements with, like, our specifically, like, the structure of our songs and sort of, like, potentially the way that we aim to be catchy in certain elements. But then we also kind of have this, like, rock full band sound where it's, like, that sort of energy, but we're definitely not a rock band. And then there's a lot of folk energy that comes through in the lyric writing and the storytelling. I personally have a bit of a folk sort of background, so I think that comes through. But all of us are very different musically as well. We all have like our own personal interests, so that kind of comes together to formulate this Marmalade-y sort of sound. And each song is kind of a little bit different, but I think over time we started to realize that there is like something similar about all of them, even though it's kind of hard to place that.
It's definitely a mix of genres. A lot of bands we have on here have a mix of genres. It's so hard to just pinpoint one thing.
I know. I wish I could tell it in a short story, but it's just really difficult to without giving like an incorrect idea of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. How did the group or the group name Marmalade come about? Was there a process? And this is, again, another topic that we've had with bands in the past. We had one band that they literally, I think, had a board, like a whiteboard of different names, and then they just sort of voted. It was kind of like a democracy.
Yeah, that's like a good way of doing it. I think it was like, I can't remember whether it was like before we were actually a band or like when we were a band, but I remember walking along Princess Street to uni and I was just thinking in my head like, okay, I want to start a band. Like what could it be called? I want things to be like, the way that I think of a lot of things, including lyrics, is like, what feeling do I want to encapsulate by the words that I'm using to describe it? And so I was like, okay, I want it to be sort of like warm, sunny, summer, whanau, cozy vibes. Those are sort of like words that I was going around in my head, like, okay, I want something to be that represents this. And I was like, yellow things. I was like, yellow kind of encapsulates that vibe. What are some yellow things that could encapsulate that vibe? And I was kind of like, sunflowers. I was like, that's a bit cringy. Yeah. You know, I went through like a few different things. I've actually got a notes app that's like, I won't even show you because it's like some of the ideas are so bad.
So it could have been lemonade or dandelion or something like that.
You know, a few of those are already taken. And then my brain just went like Marmalade. I kind of just knew. I was like, damn, like that's good. At that time, I didn't know that there was like a freaking band from the UK called Marmalade that did the bloody, which everyone tells me all the time. I didn't know this. I didn't know that Marmalade Skies existed either. I was just like, damn, I've come up with this name and like no one else knows it. I think I went and told Liam and Kuna was like, hey, what do you guys think about Marmalade? And I think they were like, no one was like, yeah, let's do that. I think they were just like, yeah, I like the sound of that. And then it kind of just stuck. We're like, oh yeah, well, if we come up with anything better, otherwise that sounds great. And it just kind of happened. And I think now that we're a band, it really does feel like it fits, and I don't regret it at all, except for the fact that people always tell us that there's another band called Marmalade. It's like, it's all good. And Marmalade, we're like, the day we made our Instagram account, we're so like committed to the name now. We're like, and then we found out about Marmalade Skies. We're like, oh sorry, no. Guys, we're good mates with them though. We have yarns all the time. We just want to put on a gig of like called like Spreads.
Different Spreads?
Yeah, different Spreads.
You'd have to put out the feelers for some different bands.
Well, there's that
bands,
jam. What's that? Oh god, I wish I just remembered.
Just find a band
names.
Called like Peanut Butter.
Well, there's like Lime Cordial.
Yeah, Lime Cordial.
You
just
know,
like picnic
make it, yeah. Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of fun. But we kind of messaged them straight away. We're just like, look, we just want to like have no beef with each other. We just want to let you guys know that you got a rad name. Great minds think alike. Let's be friends. And we are friends, so that's good.
Yeah. So for the BFM listeners, if you're wondering if there is beef between bands here in Tamaki Makaurau or even around the Motu, where it's a spread or a picnic food or what have you, if they have beef with each other, they don't, which is funny because beef is also like a, you know.
Yeah.
The bands that are named after food and drink, they don't have beef with each other.
Yeah.
Well,
the roads don't have beef with each other.
No, they don't.
Yeah. No. So many roads and streets and everyone just goes for it. That's a very Kiwi thing, I think.
And also maybe the bands that, like the Chills or, I don't know,
The Somethings.
Yeah, the Somethings.
It was almost going to be like the Somethings and the Marmalades, like very folk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doesn't have a ring to it.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I want to talk about Sunny and Bright Vibes.
Mm.
Get it? Because
good one.
Bright, the song Bright, you released it earlier this year. I was in the studio doing a show the week it released, and I turned to the guests I had at the time. I'm pretty sure it was another band. And I'm just like, what is in this song? It was amazing. It was so good, so clean, so crisp for your first single. Tell me about the process of creating it, writing it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's
it's really nice to like, you know, you put something out into it and you really hope all of those things are true. And it's really nice that you think so. So thank you, first
That's
of
right.
all. Bright was like one of the first songs that we wrote as a band, actually. And this was like at the stage where Kun and Liam and I were living together. I remember sitting in my bedroom, writing a few things, like I think the verse, and I was like, oh, like, this could be a band song. So I hadn't written for the band yet. So I was like, kind of had a bit of like imposter syndrome. Like, how do I write for a band? And I think I walked into the lounge and I was like, hey, I wrote this thing. Like, what do you guys think? And we kind of fleshed it out. I think you can help me write the pre-chorus and the chorus, and you know, all of us, we sort of had our different parts in it. So that was sort of the writing process. That was then a finished song. And that was really early stages, and then obviously that's like changed over time, even though we wrote like the bones of the song before we had Chelsea and Dean on board. They've definitely impacted the song as we've, you know, grown as a band together, and we recorded it in our current formation. And yeah, I feel like I'm getting lost with the question. That's the writing part of it. Then we recorded it, we recorded the drums for all the tracks on the EP, spoiler alert. And we all just were like, well, which song do we focus on for the first single? We just felt like Bright was right. We just felt like it encapsulated like the sound and the vibe that we wanted to put out into the world first. So we finished the recording of that one, and yeah, the promo began.
And it was quite a summery song for a very gloomy part of the year, I want to say. It was almost like just you have sunshine in a bottle and you released it. But you have mentioned an EP. You just mentioned an EP before. You've also got another track releasing this Friday. What can you tell us about your new release coming out this week, and also what's in store with your EP?
The new release coming out on Friday is called Awkward. It's definitely a little bit more punky than Bright, and it's like one of our, like showing our like punkier side. Awkward is the next song, and Awkward and Bright will both be on the EP amongst a few other tunes. We started off like with a date of when the EP would come out, and we've just realized that things don't really work that way when you're making music. So it's definitely coming soon. But you know, life happens and it's hard to say exactly when, but next year, I can feel like I can say that much. And it's kind of got all the marmalade flavors we really wanted to. It's a lot of our earlier songs. We've actually already working on stuff for like EP number two or future singles, because we are like constantly writing. But it's, yeah, it will be like 5 songs, I think. Just a variation of our sound, all marmalade-y, some more punky, like awkward, some a little bit more rock. All of them kind of like have the similar lyrical style, which is like telling a story. And a lot of them are quite nostalgic thoughts that we've had. One of them is about being a barista. Awkward is about meeting someone and thinking that you are going to get along with them, and after spending a short amount of time together, realizing that you're not vibing, not connecting, and wondering like, how do I tell them without telling them directly that, oh gosh. I think I write a lot about feelings that I felt in the past and take experiences that I've had and kind of like riff off them.
It makes the best kind of music.
Yeah.
Feelings you've had in the past. And yeah, you're right. Life does happen, but also you're going on tour as well.
Yeah.
Which is massive.
Super exciting.
Thursday, the 19th, first show. Tell us about it. Where is it? Where can people get tickets? How can people show up?
It's at Big Fan in Morningside. If you haven't been to Big Fan yet, you're missing out. It's a beautiful venue.
Cool venue.
It's vibey, but also like nice and clean.
Crisp,
you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Very bourgeoisie, I want to say.
If you need some incentive, like, you know, some air of importance, Joel Little started the studio. He did stuff with Lord. That's pretty rad. I feel like that's a reason to go and see his makings. But we love Big Fan. We've played there a couple times and it's always been really great. You can get tickets on Under the Radar. And if you're not going to be in Auckland on the 19th, we are playing a show in Waiheke on the 3rd of November, which is not too far away, just a short ferry ride. And Wellington on the 17th of November, if you are down those ways. Yeah, do come along. It's going to be great. We're playing with Fool's Lagoon and Aerial Woes, who are honestly incredible. Like, their music is so good. I feel like all the time people don't come and see openers, but do come and see the openers. Like, they're so fantastic.
Stay for the openers.
Stay for the openers.
Just don't show up, see the opening acts, and support local musicians as well. Because they're so, so talented, and you never know who's going to show up and really make an impact.
Totally. And it's hard to, like, want to go out to something that you don't know, but, like, I promise it'll be a good time, you know.
Thank you so much, Jamila, for coming on the show. I'm sure we'll probably hear from you and the rest of your band very, very soon. Yes, and Under the Radar. Go get tickets from Under the Radar for the Awkward Tour. If you're in Tamaki, big fan. Thursday the 19th of October, and also go check out It's Marmalade at It's Marmalade on Instagram for all the details on the rest of the tour if you're living anywhere else around the Motu as well. Anything else you'd like to say, Jamila?
Not sure, really. I think we've covered it. Yeah, listen to the tune, come hang with us. Yeah, it's been fun.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.